Welcome back. That's Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com, and this is the Extra Point courtesy of DraftKings, where we focus on...
Audie Cole, a guy, Paul, who's training at middle linebacker but can really play any of the three linebacker positions and has done so since the Vikings drafted him in the seventh round in 2012. Still a part of this team, a seventh round pick from 2012, still here, and I think he's a guy who's going to compete with Eric Kendricks for that starting middle linebacker job. I do not think that race is over. I do not automatically give that to Eric Kendricks just because he's a draft pick. I think Audie Cole is going to give him a run for his money and might even win that job.
Cole and Kendricks, definitely part of the 2015 Vikings winning formula. And the winning formula for a good Mankato is provided by Verizon. What is the winning formula for winning Mankato?
Two components. One is stay healthy. I think you got to stay healthy. You want to go into San Francisco with as many able bodies as you can. I love our starting lineup. We got enough returning players and enough new talented players where I think this team can be better in 2015 than it was in 2014. But you got to stay healthy. And number two, the second component, let's solve some of those training camp battles that are going on right now. Yeah, it's great to have guys who can compete for those starting jobs, but when all is said and done, PA, and we leave here, we want to have answers to those training camp battles.
I think the three most heated training camp battles here in Mankato involve the cornerback spots opposite Xavier Rhodes, our guest earlier on Vikings game plan, the safety spot next to Harrison Smith, and the third receiver spot, where I have Wallace and Johnson starting, but then Jarius Wright, Cordarrelle Patterson, Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, bam, just go at it.
Yeah, that wide receiver position is wide open. I think the team probably has a pretty good idea of who they want to keep, but I don't know if they know the order or the preference. And maybe it's a thing that'll change week to week, I don't know. But who emerges from training camp as the guy at the number three wide receiver spot, it will be very fun to watch. I think Robert Blanton has a great hold on that starting safety job. 111 tackles. He looks bigger to me, more physical to me. Maybe he knows Mike Zimmer's defense a little bit better in year two under Mike Zimmer. And I know we've talked a lot about the development of Xavier Rhodes under Coach Zimmer, but I think Robert Blanton can develop under Coach Zimmer as well.
We chatted earlier in the show with General Manager Rick Spielman about Teddy Bridgewater. Wobby, he said Teddy is the most grounded individual with whom he's ever worked from a player standpoint. What's Teddy Bridgewater's winning formula into year two?
I don't want him to be afraid to cut it loose out here in training camp and in the preseason. When we're standing on the sidelines watching practice, you don't want to see terrible mistakes and terrible interceptions, but I do not mind seeing Teddy Bridgewater be aggressive. Cut it loose and let's see what you can get. You might have a few mistakes, but we might also see some of that high-end ability that we all believe he has. So I would say to Teddy, in the preseason, just cut it loose.